Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, revised edition, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 9. Light of day, help me pray, wipe the strain, erase my pain, mea culpa, mea culpa. Child of grace, save my face, let me walk through all talk, mea culpa, mea culpa. Sacrifice, break the ice, soul return, tears to burn, mea culpa, mea culpa. Children lie, adults sigh, community, security, mea culpa, mea culpa. The priest takes the cruet from the altar boy, pours wine over the rim of the chalice, it trickles down the gold, adds a smidgen of holy water, ripples on the surface, dribbles on the lip. A single droplet falls to earth, the boy in the soutane withdraws, leaves the priest to swirl the liquid heel drink, once the bread is transubstantiated. This is the miracle maker at work, the community leader in his professional capacity. Congregation prays, kneels, knees take the weight of the weight. Judgment day, brimstone. At least I've been to confession, made my peace with my Almighty, cleaned my soul, undid the harm waiting me, if it should come to pass that the hair of Damocles snaps. At least I can stand for the Our Father, ask for my daily bread, like the other buggers. Forgive us our sinners, I never belonged to the shinners. Et nenos inducats in tentationem, said the lying bastard from Mallow. How'll I deal with the manager of my bank? She's a fierce good-looking woman, that nun. Without her habit, she'd be a stunner. Underneath that pale restraint, beats a heart of untold desire, fires my loins. If it wasn't for the GAA, I'd have raped the lot of them. You see that fecker in the dark suit? Brown shoes and stripy socks. You know who he is? Aye, one of the O'Callaghans from the O'Callaghan Strand. The same one who built the parkway when the shopping centre was anything but a centre. He's a licorice, all sorts fellow. He's been to Bangkok. He's some fucking sinner. If he's up for absolution, I'll have some of what she's eating. Sleepless in Bunratty, where Sally met Harry Hughes on the booze off a flight to Shannon, some stop off. By the ashing embers, the bit of unburned briquette, the heat of evening glows. Coal bucket brass, the gardener's year, overdue at the library. Fire lighter, a single bottle of Marques de Cacarez from Rioja. Poker up the arse, clay pots from White Horse, bought from the hands in the old schoolhouse, Wilkshire Downs, under Salisbury Plain, meets the silence of the house. Emily Dickinson's ghost, shadowing the author who's lost Mont Blanc and doesn't know where to find him. Outside, the forces of darkness drew breath. Shoot moons from the sky over Glanmire. The gangsters long for sleep. So badly they snort white powder to dream like lawyers. Off Washington Street, they sense the enemy approach, release the pit bull within and dull the shine on a wine glass they haven't washed. The old queens hold hands under the rug of anonymity, wondering if they've passed the age of consent. We're on the Bayeux Tapestry, a feudal landscape on a tidal set of deeds half of them weren't entitled to. One warlord, only one high king, drooping eyelids, yawned to bits. Why don't you answer? Why don't you whisper? Do you need me any longer? Do you want me on the floor? There's a tidal wave of dolphins 2 miles outside the door. I saw 100,000 starlings. No, go away. I saw 100,000 starlings wheel across the sky. At this point in the proceedings, the pen began to leak. The body stopped. The night watchman rose from the grave that was open, pushed away the boards, walked past the O'Briens, Morans, O'Mahonys, spat respectively on one or two headstones that reminded him of the road from Lahinch to Liscannor, as if saying, "You can be off now, lads. I'll do the rest. I'll be here for the duration." End of Canto 9. Canto 10. The elephant forgot. He couldn't remember his own name. Only his presence was embedded on his psyche. He'd have lost himself. Like a whale that travels the sea, enthralling the plankton. Like a hippo submerged in squelchiest mud, our mammal was made in our likeness. I am who am, the great one of earth, not to be confused with the almighty. The role profile short, get the characters to work, show them the way, the Tao of the trunk. Go back 5,000 years if you like, but be here now. The name of the elephant didn't forget. It was named after the magnificent moment on page 1 of Genesis, like the anti-guru, the anti-name, the anti-elephant, is an antidote to blur. Stay focused on day 9. It took but 6 days for the Almighty to be ready for rest, puffed out. We earthlings can't afford the luxury of living inside our pens. I drive you on from the front like any good leader. I bring you on from your belly button, midway down your flame, like Napoleon sleeping with his troops on the road to Moscow. I push you back from the back. I push you on from the back, like the leader hewn from platinum who'd rather die than lose one of the convoy. I am the elephant, who's as much an infant as you. We are past base camp. We are breaking from the pack and pushing on because why are we climbing this Amazon of a mountain? Because it's simply there. Because here to be climbed before the ice of December forms, and we are locked in with Shackleton's ship and crushed like twigs. Cross the Rubicon. Drive yourself into the territory of the startups, entrepreneurs, whiz kids, Enterprise Ireland. Push yourself forward over the narrow boundary between invention and madness, between the touched Dinaladina. Remember John Mills looking out on the Blasket cases from Sleigh Head? He was the centre of the community. He had enough disabilities to qualify for not only the sympathy vote, but the ancient position of the film. And the incubated genie, fireflies and mosquitoes, grasshoppers, crickets and daddy long legs. We have ways of describing our micros so they're not confused with our nanos. It was here Nintendo was conceived, a garage industry. No longer slim enough for the risk-taking youngster obsessed with world revolution. Mercury, my middle name, young man, one of those almighty you've grown to disrespect. The pendulum swings. Your parents feared me. I am the terrifying promiser of salvation. Oh yes, it was believe in me or I'll purgatory you, even hell you. And if you're stupid enough to go and die before we can christen you, we'll limbo you. Those were the days, my friend. Your genes thought they'd never end. Never would the Last Supper result in anything but Judas exposed. The Last Judgment, fresh as the first, delivered by an am who am. Ad maiorem Dei Gloria. You might as well laugh. I suppose you're right. Votan was greedy for gold, not because he wanted trinkets or glitter from the riverbed. Votan spoke almighty. A palace, a branded heaven, a residence fit for the promise of the gods. Poor man, You lose a leader, an icon for your tribe. You lost your faith and start again on the Genesis Enterprise program, rungs of the ladder. I see Dr. Jimmy Devins, Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, is a live wire sponsor of the innovated, graceless, raw, transportable talent needed though not heeded. Man cannot live by latte alone, but by every word the crowd decree to be reliable, viable, and fucking viral. You may be fooled yet. New enterprise in Ireland is built on the back of cute hoors of wood, grafted from stock, sliced from the tree of eternal life, grown in a Donegal garden centre, back in O'Donnell's days. St. Patrick was an O'Donnell, caught up with an O'Neill before the clans were born. Patrick de Stack would tell you the story, but he's otherwise engaged on his novel. You take my word for it. Patrick was an angel of the devil, sent to take back his emissary snakes after the work of inhabiting the wombs of Ireland was sufficiently done to ensure it wouldn't be an easy task to uncover one honest soul on this godforsaken lake of tears. Watch on Veilvacht, be warned. He flashed, simply disappeared, globalized into etheric dust, left the Rubicon after the afterglow of Hannibal's elephants. There may be more trunks in Ireland than anyone suspected. Canto 11. Ducky, you're on the cusp, a little rust. Time for a song. Lighten up, we moleskin boys, love our toys. Play, play, until the hastening day has run for fun. Whatever happened to the Endlinion? Aren't they landing soon? Get ready, steady, sow seeds to envelop weeds. You'll be a tall poppy yet. It'll shine again. Change your pen and let the fountain flow. The moleskin knows, the moleskin glows. Congratulations, your mother didn't think you had it in you to write your way to this conjuncture. Reminds me of the Limerick Junction. Laundries, remember the ironing? The shirts piled in the scullery, your domestic responsibilities. Who is telling you this writing stinks? Who's reminding you of the time? Have you time to look for the honest man? I see one blue shirt that's not even been worn in months, languishing at the bottom of the pile of crumpled cotton. Spend your life on the telephone, talk into a receiver, call it a connection. I saw you on the house phone chatting with Michael Reeves, the man with the sleeping partner and mice from Kilkee out to overrun him. I heard you on about Crescent College in Dublin, telling how you pipe-bombed the lanes from Kennedy's yard with the gang from the other bank. 53 minutes you talked. Nostalgia, while the world was split into chancers and those for whom you'd walk on water. Show me the person who's changed. Show me the one who was a shyster, not to be trusted with a single hair of your body, a shyster who turned from beast to beauty. Was there one fella at school with you that became a saint from a devil? The SJs, White, O'Reilly, Staunton and Murray, four horse of the apocalypse, Ignatians, Xaviers, members of the Winged Brigade that educated you. In their ranks, was there virtue, a solitary honesty box where I could add my soul coin, the least coin fellowship? You used the telephone to paint pictures of the Last Supper, the world according to Whelan and Corkery. If the author had been invited to the feast, the writer would have taken notes, played fast and loose with confidences as he painted indelible memories on the line behind the time. There's an exhibition on the way. It's not the budget, nor the latest version of Nama, not the complete expenses of Battle Quay for Eamon O'Queeve. It's to be in Patrick's Well. You'll see sculptures there that'll turn the hair and sharpen your eye. The writer of the epic poem has gone away. It got too hot for him to last the pace, I'd say. Abandoned here, these pages care for love unbound. We cried our tears until the river burst its banks. The island sank beneath the weight of sight and sound. These cats and dogs falling upon wet ears with thanks. Moleskin, practicing a bit of meter for my troubles. I remember Agatha Christie also disappeared for a weekend and left the world to darkness and to mystery. The mysterious affair at Styles, oh, little Miss Agatha, could write for Tunbridge Wells. She knew to sustain puzzle after puzzle on Hercule Poirot's brow, and when the pointed Belgian needed to wax his moustache for a break, enter the Marple, resplendent hair in the person of Margaret the Rutherford on the 450 from Paddington. I might as well be from Lima, stowed away on ship, waiting for the Browns to whisk me up from the oblivion of a station of the cross I bear. See, I've lost my mind. Little Bo Peep, they are all sheep in Ireland, given to disappearing for a quick scoop, a nifty shifty, the pint in the kint. Where are the workers? Is this always a Monday morning headless activity? I'm the one who's been emigrated, left behind, promised the earth of remittances, like the old man of Angela's ashes, gone to Birmingham to put bread on the Limerick table. Gone, gone, gone. Location, location, location. I know the stain of your man, the one the postman never cometh. You're no better. For days you left me with the children, blank and not a single haiku to ruminate on. All I needed was a single Taoist way, at least a contradiction in terms. And if that's too much to ask, your enigma, to stave off the stigma of unopened life, the wilderness of it all, the wonder of you, who I'd sue on foot of the Constitution. Our four green pages, with their two balls of different hues, can't you see what you've done to me? What you've called out of hiding? Don't do that again. There's a good boy. Never say never again, except when your moleskin depends on it. From this day hence, while you go out from this garden of paradise into the gardens and byways of all this land, mass and sea, you will make love to pain. You will beget the same as was bequeathed to me. Your wandering eye will not settle until you ascend the greatest garden of all, the garden on the other side. Baha'u'llah! It's Gethsemane you're bound for. Oh, dashing man, I knows your man. You are to become a kneeler on spiritual granite, so your personality might be divided, yourself destroyed, so that our scheme for you to raise from the cave will come to pass. Get Semtex in. For all that matters for me, I'll be satisfied with my quota of absolute obedience, total prostration before the wordsmith's anvil, crowned with the holy water that fell on Little Island. While you neglected moleskin, while you profited a man to gain the whole swine of innovation and networking congregation, I will not die again, waiting for you to return and show respect for your master. Poetry is all I ask of you. End of Canto 11.